Welcome to CBT News with Jim Fitzpatrick.
Hi, everyone. Jim Fitzpatrick. Thanks so much for joining us today. We are joined today by John Fitzpatrick, who's the president and CEO of Force Marketing, an Atlanta-based company. However, John, it looks like you're not in your Atlanta-based offices today. What's the deal?
Yeah, thanks for having me, Jim. No, we are in Houston, Texas, in our GSM brand offices. So we kicked off this week coming back into the office in a flex capacity. And so we wanted to be here to greet the associates and try to get back to the new normal here. And we also had some exciting news to share with them about some of the growth of the brands and the business and even a new technology product we're launching here. And so we're lots of excitement here in Houston.
Well, that's why we wanted to bring you on. Talk to us about that new launch, because I know there's a lot of dealers out there that could use the help in the area of fixed ops. And I know that your GSM brand focuses on helping dealers in their fixed ops marketing. So talk to us about that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So as you know, we've been on the network a lot talking about our Drive product, which is our dynamic retail inventory video engagement tool. And it has allowed dealers to connect with consumers across streaming media, both audio and video, at scale in a dynamic way, putting dynamic offers specific to a VIN in front of in-market shoppers all across the stream. And that has been a phenomenal success for us. Our dealer partners have really enjoyed it. We're now launching Drive 2.0, which allows our agency partners and our in-house marketing teams to license the technology and pull the levers themselves. So they can actually go into the tool, Jim, and create their audience segmentation, upload their videos, connect it to their VINs, and they can push a button and they're live with the product. So we're really excited about that Drive 2.0 launch. But what we were here talking to GSM about is our Service Drive product. So we didn't overthink the name here. We're calling it Service Drive. And what Service Drive is doing is taking that same technology that we've created on the variable ops side, but pushing service offers in a dynamic way. So we know that we can connect with audiences at scale through streaming media. We know we've been successful with that on the variable ops side of automotive. Why not bring that into fixed ops? And so our team for the last 100 days or so has really been working on connecting the technology so that we would have the ability to do that. We went through a pilot phase with some of our best clients, and it's just been incredible, the uptick in fixed ops opportunities that we've been able to drive into dealerships. And now we're ready for scale of the product. So we had a big product launch. We had a great meeting and sort of party yesterday with the team here. And all of our partners across all brands will soon hear a lot more about this as we roll it out across the country.
That's great. And congratulations on that. Many dealers out there right now are looking to fix ops and used cars, obviously, to make up some of the shortfall that they're not able to experience from new car sales. Talk to us about the importance of dealers today focusing more of their efforts in fixed ops marketing to bring more of those customers into a Service Drive.
Yeah, so right, a lot of our clients have pulled back a little bit on the variable ops side in their ad spend, mainly because they just don't have the inventory, and they're saying, hey, if I don't have the inventory, why am I spending the dollars? Now, there's another way to think about that. There's a huge opportunity to market share, and there's an opportunity to change the conversation. You and I have had a lot of discussion around this, in that the dealers need to recognize right now they are in the order business, right? And it doesn't need to be the order system like Tesla, where you're literally ordering a very customized, very specific unit. We can order what's coming off the truck, and the allocation they're getting, and consumers will wait. They've shown that they'll wait for the right vehicle and sort of put their place in line. And so a lot of our clients are leaning into that concept and really delivering that message. But on the fixed ops side, look, Jim, the fixed ops side has been undervalued from a marketing perspective in auto for a very, very long time. What I mean by undervalued is undersupported.
Right.
Right. We don't go after, look, there's a stat out there that's been alive and well for far too long. 72% of the customers that a dealer sells a car to, they do not service their car there. 72% don't service their car there. So there's a massive opportunity right, at scale in our industry, outside of what's going on in today's environment, to really lean in to the customer throughout their journey. And obviously, we know that's so tied to service and to fixed ops. And so that is absolutely at the forefront of the conversations while the inventory is down, as you were suggesting earlier.
That's right. And not only that, but we were talking before we got recording here today and about the idea or the notion that some of your best used cars that you're looking for to sell on your used car lot can come right from that service drive. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So vehicle acquisition is a big thing. If I'm not going to get new cars, you know, how can I put a bunch of great used cars or CPO quality vehicles on my lot so that I have inventory to sell,
right,
while we wait for that new inventory allocation? And look, the best way, you know, a lot of times is a trade-in, but in order to have a trade-in, a lot of times you got to have that new vehicle. So you're trading in and trading up. That's usually the concept that the consumer's coming in on. So while that is not the case and they don't have as many of those opportunities, the service lane is absolutely a great way to get great quality vehicles that in many cases you've been servicing already. So you know the history of the car, and get that car in on your lot, right? From a vehicle acquisition standpoint. So yeah, a lot of our conversation and our messaging throughout all of our channels right now is in and around vehicle acquisition, fixed ops marketing, and you're right, those two do go hand in hand.
Yeah, there's no question about it. And the notion that dealers are, if I can back up a minute, you know, are holding off on marketing and advertising because they don't have the inventory, in my humble opinion, and I've been in the industry, as you know, a long time, I think it's a grave mistake that dealers are making, because we are going to get chips, cars are going to come back, there's going to be inventory levels. And for dealers that have cut out their ad budgets, they now have been out of the marketplace for some time. In addition to that, we also know that if somebody wants a car, as you were saying, bad enough, they're going to order the car. Why wouldn't you want to be out in the marketing for those consumers that go, oh, I can go to this dealership to order my particular, you know, F-150 or my Silverado or my Toyota Camry or whatever the case might be. You know, dealers, I think for those that are listening and those that, you know, take my advice, I don't know how many there are. However, I would say, don't make that mistake. You know, stay out there, stay relevant. And because consumers are still out there, as we know. I mean, right now, if you had 100 cars to sell, you'd sell them. Consumers are out there. They're alive and well. And you don't want to not be in front of them with your advertising message. It is a big mistake. I know it's
an easy lever
to pull to go, oh, I don't have new cars, I'm going to save on advertising expense. It's absolutely, I think, a big mistake. Can you cut back a little bit? Sure, cut back a little bit if it makes you feel good. But don't cut out. Cut back, don't cut out. Would you agree with that statement, John?
Of course, and you're right. I don't even know that I would cut back. I mean, I would just change the conversation and go upper funnel, right? Forever, we've been in this this competition for the in-market shopper, right? And there's tons of competition for the in-market shopper. What about the shopper that's considering? What about the folk that isn't ready to buy in the next week or two or the next day or two, but they know that their lease is up in 4 or 5 months. So they're starting the process now to educate themselves and figure out where they are and what their trade-in is worth and all of those things that the consumer goes through in what we know to be somewhere between 70 and 80 days from the start of research to the actual purchase. Well, you know, we ask our dealers, are you going to have cars in 70, 80 days? Sure you are, right? You'll have more than you have now. And so if we can create a process where, you know, they're really leaning into upper funnel opportunities, which by the way, is market share shift opportunities, right? If you're a big volume dealer and really the next, you know, I'm already dominating all the other competitors with my brand, and you've always really wanted to go again from a conquest perspective and win, sort of some market share, but also win from, you know, the other competitors in the space. I'd say now's the time, because you have an opportunity to go upper funnel and have a real conversation with the ad dollars. You don't have to add to your ad dollars. Use the same ad dollars that you would have been with a VIN specific strategy and move it upper funnel, have a deeper conversation. And what happened to brand promise? You know, for the past year or 2 years, we've been talking about the importance of brand promise. And so, you know, lean into that in a big way. And we just believe, you know, the channels that we represent, all of the digital marketing, mail, email, and text in a personalized way. And certainly streaming media has a great opportunity in today's marketplace to connect with all consumers throughout the funnel.
Yeah, absolutely. So what are some of the trends? What are some of the other trends that you see out there in the marketplace among dealers? Because right now there's, you know, there's so much going on, and here we are, you know, one more month that we'll probably see a SAR that may drop a little bit because of the lack of new cars out there. So what are some of the other things that you see?
Well, look, I mean, most of our conversations are in and around, what do I do right now? Yeah. I'm making great profits. My business is strong.
Right.
The lot is empty, but you know, I still have maybe a 6 to 16 day turn depending on where they are and what cars they're selling. So the vehicles are there. It's just scaring me how quickly we're moving them. The bays are all full. ROs are up. Parts are, you know, have never been stronger. Business is just great all across. So what kind of question is, what do we do? Right. We're having conversations around like new model launches. Right. So, for example, with our Toyota partners, there's the big Tundra launch coming out here very, very soon. It's going to be in Q1, but dealers will start seeing Tundras in Q4. And so we're getting ahead of that with them so that we've got an opportunity to share shift from the F-150, the Ram, the Silverado driver, and really consider the all new Tundra as an opportunity. So there's very specific audience segmentation going on, connectivity through the different channels on very specific messaging like that. But also, Jim, I'll tell you, you know, while I'm here in Houston in a fixed ops marketing focused business, you know, I got to tell you, there are, back to that stat of 72% of the people you sell cars to will not service there. You know, a lot of the programs that the OEMs have rolled out, and you were talking to Tom Heiser, who's you know, great professional here at GSM and has been for a very, very long time, about the programs. We have developed a program that wraps around the OEM program. So if you have an OEM program, you say, well, the OEM co-ops it or maybe even pays for it. They handle all of my service marketing. What we have found in a study that we ran is about 59% of your database customers are actually not communicated with through those programs. So while those programs are great, they are not a one-stop shop to get you a fully dialed in fixed ops marketing strategy. We believe we've got the opportunity to come in for not a lot of money, anywhere from $1,500 to maybe $5,000 additional a month, and be sort of the Aflac to that benefits program, right?
Okay.
Your benefits program offers a lot for your associates, but Aflac will come in and say, yeah, but what about all these other categories that your customers might, or your associates might want to have benefits? We have a same product here at GSM, where keep your OEM fixed ops marketing, but let us go after those 59% that are not being communicated to, that, by the way, are inactive, are lost, and need to be reached out so that we can, you know, increase that that retention rate on the service side of the business. We know, you know, I think, I don't know where it was, Automotive News or JD Power, maybe on CBT recently, there's been a discussion about loyalty rates being at all-time low. Well, loyalty rates and how well you're connecting with the customer full journey, which has so much to do with the communication that you're sending them on the fixed stop side of the business, on the service side of the business, those opportunities, that communication channel, it's been underserved for too long. And we're going to continue to suggest that dollars need to continue to flow to better connect with the consumer, because we believe the loyalty rates will follow suit in a really well-organized omni-channel communication to all of your consumers and then your clients.
We are in Atlanta, as you know, our studios, and you know, every other commercial is an AutoNation commercial for their Chevy stores, or you know, their Audi, whatever kind of stores they have here. But it's incredible how they are out there with TV, with radio, with print, or not with print, but with billboards, with digital marketing, with social marketing. They're out there. I mean, they just topped over $100 a share recently.
I saw that.
And Mike Jackson came out and said 5 quarters in a row, record. So, maybe there's something to this whole marketing thing and advertising thing during tough inventory challenges. So,
We just had a conversation last night with a dealer. Think about this. Right now, the inventory problem they're not complaining too much about it because they're like, we're making so much money by holding gross in every new vehicle where there is no negotiation. The price of the car is on the window. It's the MSRP, period. And by the way, if you, Mr. Consumer, don't want that, that's fine. The next person in that door is going to take it. And so they're enjoying great profitability in the business right now as a result of that. And so follow me through on this. If we can transition the communication and marketing to a order system where the car is essentially sold before it even gets to the dealership and the clients are waiting for it, whether they wait 2 weeks or 6 weeks, they're waiting for the car of their choice. That also is an environment where you can hold gross, right? That's an MSRP perfect scenario. And so as they get a little bit concerned about possibly flooding, you know, the dealerships again and going back to the old ways where we're negotiating or giving $10,000, $15,000 off units, maybe this time, if we can truly shift into an order system, might be a way to hold gross. And maybe this thing has some legs to it. And this is the new way that the business operates and the industry operates. And the $100 share price that AutoNation has goes to 150 or 200. There's a lot of opportunity now. Never waste a good crisis. And dealers are resilient. They've always been good at that. So I like the shifting that's going on right now in the marketplace. I think it's healthy. I think we're staying connected to the consumer and what the consumer wants. That's always important.
Yep.
And if we're making money at the same time, great. Let's do it.
Well, John Fitzpatrick, president and CEO of Force Marketing, and I might add the father of my three beautiful grandchildren. So thank you so much for joining us on CBT News. It's always a pleasure.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Thanks.
Thanks for watching CBT News, the voice of the retail automotive industry. Fitzpatrick, Pash, Kane, Lewis, Greenfield, Reed, Dawson, Lopes, Rice. The best lineup in retail automotive. CBTNews.com. Subscribe today.